I'm waiting for just a moment as we experience this mass exodus. It is wonderful to see all the children.
真是很高兴可以看到所有的孩子们。
I have one comment that is late and another comment that is early.
我有一个评语，一个是现在比较晚了的迟到的一个评语，还有一个比较早的一个评语。
I'm a little late to say Happy Thanksgiving.
我说感恩节快乐有点晚了点。
That was past week.
因为这是刚过去的这一个周末。
But I want you to know that in Thanksgiving, I am thankful to God for you.
我想跟你讲，在感恩节这个时候，我感谢上帝，我为你们而感谢上帝。
You have been a very special people to my wife and I.
你对我跟我太太来讲，你们是真的是很特殊的一群。
As we were driving today, I was trying to remember how many years I have been with you on the first Sunday of the month.
当我们开车过来的时候，我们就在回忆到底我们跟你们从每个月第一个礼拜聚在一起，大概有多少年了
？It may be close to 5 years.
大概有五年了。2008.
And you have been so faithful in your support of my mission work in India.
你们对我在印度的侍奉。拆船的侍奉是很忠心的，这样的支持我。
So I thank God for you.
所以我感谢上帝，我为你们而感谢上帝。
I'm going to be a little early.
现在我就开始又比较提前一点。
Have a blessed Christmas.
来祝福你，来圣诞节快乐。
That doesn't come for a few weeks.
这个虽然在几个礼拜之后才会来。
But I'll not be back between now and then.
但是我在这个之间就不会再来回来了。
I trust that this will be a season in which you can rejoice in God's gift.
我盼望这是一个季节，你可以享受上帝的礼物。
The gift that shows how great is His love.
他这个礼物来表明他的爱是多么的大。
Now our scripture this morning is in the little book of 1 John.
今天我们的经文是在那个小小的一本书，短短一本书，约翰一书。
That's not the gospel, but the letter of John.
不是福音书，而是约翰的书信。
Close to the end of the Bible.
在圣经比较靠后的地方。
First John, the third chapter.
约翰一书第三章。
These are beautiful words of encouragement for us today.
这是今天对我们所有的这种带有鼓励性的这样的美好的话语。
First John.Chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
约翰一书第三章第一节到第十节。
I'm going to read this first in English, and then, our pastor Anna will read in the Mandarin.
我先用英文读，然后 Anna 再用中文读。
Listen to the word of God. How great is the love of the Father!That he has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.For we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that Jesus appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin.No one who lives in him keeps on, this means perpetually sinning. No one who continues to perpetually or continually sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil's been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue habitually or regularly to sin, because God's seed remains in him, and he cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. This is the word of the Lord.
让我们来听主的话语。你看父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显现，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。你们知道主曾显现，是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。凡住在他里面的，就不犯罪。凡犯罪的，是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。小子们呐，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就是不属神，不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
Bow with me for a word of prayer, please.
让我们低头做一个祷告。
Almighty God, we need your Holy Spirit to reveal to us the truth.
全能的上帝，我们需要你的圣灵来向我们表明这个真理。
Today we need far more than merely mental understanding and belief.
今天我们需要要远远超过只是大脑的这样的相信或者这样的理解。
We need the revelation of the Holy Spirit that brings truth to our hearts and minds.
我们需要圣灵的这样的显示显明，使得真理进入到我们的心，也进入到我们的思想。
That we might be transformed.
所以我们的生命可以来更新改变。
And experience the fullness of life,
才能够经历到你丰丰富富的生命。
That is in Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里丰丰富富的生命。
May the words of my mouth,
愿意我口中的话语。
The meditations of our hearts,
我们心中间的默想。
Be acceptable in Thy sight,
在你的眼里蒙悦纳。
O Lord, our Rock and our salvation,
主啊，我们的磐石，我们的拯救。
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever received a special gift from someone?
你们有没有从什么人谁那里得到一个特别的礼物？
Yeah, the special gift makes you feel good, doesn't it?
这特别的礼物是不是让你感觉很好？
Do you remember who gave you the gift?
记不记得什么人给了你这个礼物？
Why did they give the gift to you?
为什么别人给你这个礼物？
What was it that made the gift so important to you?
那个礼物究竟有什么特点使得你觉得这么重要？
Down through the years, for all of us, gifts have meant much.
这么多年我们有得到了很多的礼物。
Some of us who are in the American tradition remember as little children the gifts at Christmas.
我们中间在美国长大的都知道小的时候到圣诞节的时候你所得到的礼物。
We could hardly wait for our parents to wake up on Christmas morning.
我们到圣诞节的清晨我们简直是不能等了，因为我们父母又不起床。
We wanted to see the gifts under the tree.
我们很想去看在树底下，圣诞树底下的那个礼物。
But many of you have received gifts at other times.
那你们中间有很多人都在其他的时间得过礼物。
The birth of your children.
或者是孩子出生的时候。
The wedding.
婚礼。
The special birthday.
或者你特别你生日的时候。
Some of you came when I had my 80th birthday, and you enjoyed a gift.
当我八十岁生日的时候，你们有人参加了我的那个聚会。
Do you remember we opened big boxes of ice cream for everyone?
对，你们也得到了礼物。你们记不记得我们打开了一个很大的一个箱子，中间是冰淇淋给大家的礼物。
There were about 300 people there.
那一天大概有300人在那边。
And some of you came.
你们中间有些人来了。
And we gave you all the ice cream you could eat.
我们就给大家你所能吃的所有的冰淇淋。
Well, why do people give gifts?
大家人为什么要给礼物?
For some people, it's a tradition.
对有些人来讲这就是传统。
I've been going to India for many years.
我已经去印度很多年。
And they remind me.
他们就提醒我。
Never go to a home without a gift.
你如果去人家家里面，千万不能不带礼物。
It doesn't have to cost much.
你不需要花很多的钱。
It may be a box of cookies or candy.
或者就拿一盒的点心或者糖。
But the tradition is to bring the gift.
可是这个传统就是要带礼物。
Have any of you here ever received the red envelope?
你们中间这些有没有得过红包的？
Yes, yes. You know the gift.
你们就知道这个礼物。
And you opened the red envelope and there was something in there.
你们把这个红包一打开，哦，里边有东西。
And it made you feel very good.
你们就感觉很不错。
Some people give gifts to return a favor.
有人给礼物是为了还情。
I have learned as I have traveled, if they give me something, they expect me to give them something back.
当我这样旅行到处旅行我就知道当有人给我东西的时候他们是期待着我再给什么东西再给他们
be of about the same value.
大概这个价值应该差不多
Some people give gifts as a way of saying thank you.
有人给礼物是要想说谢谢你
You're grateful and you want to show that gratitude.
因为你心里很感谢你为了表现你的这个感谢
Of course some gifts come because of guilt.
但当然有些礼物来是因为大家有负罪感。
I've done something wrong.
我做什么错事了。
I've offended you.
我做了不该做的事情。
I'm feeling very guilty.
我感觉不好今天很负疚。
So I find something to bring you.
所以我带一些东西给你。
Some people give gifts to make an impression.
有人给礼物呢是要让大家觉得他很了不起。
They think if they give something fancy, you will think they are very, very rich.
如果他要给你一些东西很漂亮的什么东西，你就会觉得他很有钱。
And some people give gifts to manipulate.
有些人他给你礼物是为了控制你。
I'm going to give you something because later on I want to get something from you.
我现在给你一些东西将来因为我以后我可能想从你手里面再拿到一些什么东西。
The marvel and the beauty of this time of the year is the gift of God.
在这个季节这个一年此时此刻这个季节的时候这个奇妙的事情是上帝所给我们的礼物。
God's gift to us falls under none of these categories.
上帝给我们的礼物都不在这所有的这种类别之中。
God has given to you and to me freely.
上帝给你给我没有任何价钱的这样子无价的这样子来给我们。
Because of his great love.
因为他奇妙的大爱。
You know John 3:16.
你知道约翰福音三章十六节。
I'm going to say John 3:16 in English, and you that can speak English, say it with me.
我将要用英文来读这个约翰三章十六，约翰福音三章十六节。你们中间可以用英文讲的，就跟我一块儿来说。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lead them now.
好，我们用中文哈，大家一块来，好不好？一二三，请。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved that he gave.
神爱是如此的爱，所以他就给。
What was the purpose of the gift?
这个礼物的目的究竟是什么？
We read at least two reasons for the gift this morning.
我们今天早上刚才读的至少有两个原因为什么会有这样的礼物。
In the third chapter of 1 John, he says, he was given to us to take away our sins.
在第三章的这个地方曾经说到他给我们这个礼物是要把我们的罪拿去。
That's in 1 John 3, verse 5.
这是第三章第五节。
And then in verse 8, he says, he was given to us to destroy the works of the devil.
第八节是这样讲，他给我们这个礼物是为了摧毁魔鬼的作为。
How does that great gift of God translate into your life and mine?
上帝这个伟大的礼物在我们自己生命之中如何表现？
The reasons for Jesus coming according to 1 John, I believe, are three.
对约翰一书来说，他耶稣基督为什么来？我自己认为他有三个原因。
Jesus came to give us new life.
耶稣来是要给我们新的生命。
Now, all of you are alive today.
当然你们今天所有的人都是活着来的。
I can just tell by looking at you.
我一看看你们的脸我就知道。
I don't have any special scientific training.
我没有特别的科学的这样的训练。
But there you are.
你们大家全都在这儿。
Eyes are open.
眼睛是睁着呢。
Bodies move.
身体也动一动。
You're alive.
你活着呢。
But Jesus came because there's another life he wants us to experience.
耶稣来是因为还有一个生命他想让我们来经历。
And that is the life of God himself.
也就是上帝他自己的生命。
And for that, you need to receive by faith that offer of life.
这一个就如果你要得到你就要带着信心来接受这一个给新生命的这样的一个礼物。
In the third chapter of John,
在第三章约翰福音第三章
Jesus has a conversation with a religious leader.
耶稣就跟一个宗教的领袖有一段对话。
And Jesus makes interesting statements to this religious leader.
耶稣就对这个宗教领袖有一个很有趣的这样的话语。
Now the religious leader, his name is Nicodemus, was alive.
这个宗教领袖他的名字尼哥底母他是活着的。
He was religious.
他优秀他是很有宗教性。
He lived according to the law.
他是按照律法这样子来生活的。
But Jesus said to him, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
但是耶稣说，你必须若不重生，你就不能够见到神的国。
That is, until you've received God's life, you can't see the kingdom to which God has called you.
这就是说除非你自己得到了重生有上帝这个生命就不能看到上帝所呼召你所进入的这样的一个国度。
God's gift to you and me through His Son is the opportunity to see the kingdom of God.
上帝在耶稣基督里所给我们的这个新生命是给我们这样的机会可以看到上帝的国。
You say, well, where is this kingdom of God?
你说那上帝的这个国究竟在哪里
And what do I look for?
我究竟要看什么我究竟要找什么迹象、
The kingdom of God is wherever Jesus Christ is ruling or reigning.
上帝的国度是耶稣基督所掌权的地方。
So we don't see the kingdom of God as a physical thing.
你看神的国度不是一个好像有那个物质性的这样的一个东西。
We see the kingdom of God as we are born into new life and begin to see His hand at work in our life.
我们看到上帝的国度是因为他的生命我们有新的生命我们就看到 他在我们生命中做工。
What a wonderful gift.
这是多么奇妙的礼物。
To be born anew. To be born again.
这样的一个有崭新的生命可以重生。
And to be able to see the hand of God at work in your life.
让我们可以看到上帝的手在我们自己生命之间可以做工。
I've had the opportunity to talk with many people about Christ and God's love.
我有很多的机会跟很多人来谈耶稣基督，耶稣基督还有上帝的爱。
As some of you know, I've traveled a great deal on university and college campuses.
您中间也有人知道我已经在去了很多的大学，很多的校园。
And I enjoy that ministry.
我很喜欢这样的侍奉。
But as you begin to talk about faith and the Lord Jesus Christ,
当你跟人谈到耶稣基督，谈到信心，谈到耶稣基督，
you begin to see the answers or the responses of people coming at a very different level than where you're coming from.
你可以看到很多人这样的回应，他跟你自己的所过来这个方向都是很不一样的。
Because they understand religion.
因为他们懂得宗教
They even understand religious language.
他有些甚至懂得宗教的这种术语
But when you begin to talk about the hand of God at work in a person's life, they're not quite sure what you mean.
当你谈到上帝的手在人生命中、个人生命中做工，他们不太知道你在说什么
If they've not been born again, they can't see the kingdom.
他没有重生的人就没有办法看到国度。
I must hurry on because two verses later Jesus says, except you're born again, you can't enter the kingdom of God.
因为两个经文之后他说到你如果没有重生就无法进入神的国度。
Oh, how I wish I could reach out my arms to the mobs of people that I visit and see.
我真的是巴不得我当时可以把我的两个手这样伸开来这样子拥抱那些我所看到的那帮人。
I want to say to all of them, come, join us.
我真是巴不得我可以这样说来吧就来加入我们。
We're in God's kingdom.
我们在上帝的国度里。
We're under His protection.
我们在被上帝来保护。
We have His loving care that is operative in our lives.
上帝的光爱在我们的生命中。
Come, join us in God's kingdom.
来加入上帝，加入我们，来进入上帝的国度。
But they can't do it because I invite them.
他们不能因为我邀请他们这样做。
They come because the Holy Spirit reveals to them.That they need to be born again.
他们要这样做就必须圣灵向他们来彰显他们必须要重生。
Then they enter his kingdom.
他们就可以进入神的国度。
What a glorious experience.
这是一个多么荣耀的经历。
Can you find Colossians in the New Testament quickly?
你能不能哥罗西书新约中哥罗西书
Many of you know I...have preached often from Colossians.
你们中间知道我常常从哥罗西中间来讲道。
In the first chapter of Colossians,
在第一章
verse 13 and 14,
第十三跟十四节
I am going to represent the pronouns with the names.
我就用这个代名词我将会用名字来用。
So it clarifies the meaning.
就可以把意思可以讲得更清楚。
Verse 13, For Jesus has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and he has brought us into the kingdom of the Son that God loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
第十三节这个他我用耶稣基督的名字耶稣救了我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们迁到他爱子的国里我们在爱子里得蒙救赎罪过得以赦免
Out of darkness into light
从黑暗之中出来进入光明
Out of the ruler of this world into the kingdom of God
从这个世界的这样的管辖之中进到上帝的国度里。
Burdened with sin, we are forgiven.
现在是原来是背负着罪的重担现在我们被饶恕。
We are born anew into His kingdom.
我们再一次真的是以崭新的生命被重生进入他的国度。
Remember, in John 10:10.
我们记得在约翰福音第十章十节。
Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life."
耶稣说，我来了，你就可以得生命。
And that life may be abundant and full.
并且得的更丰盛。
You see.The gift of new life through the new birth experience.
这一个经过这种重生的这种新的经历所得的这个新生命。
That's God's gift to you.
这就是上帝给你的礼物。
To see His kingdom.
来看到他的国度。
To live in His kingdom.
来住在他的国度之中。
To be taken out of darkness into His eternal light.
从这个黑暗之中进入他永恒的光中。
That's the reason Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣来。
That's the reason of the gift.
这就是这个礼物的原因。
But then there is a second reason.
这第二个原因。
And that reason is that you might have a new relationship.
这个第二个原因是你就可以有一个新的关系。
You see, Jesus came to reconcile us to the Father.
耶稣来让我们跟天父和好。
There was a relationship that God intended for us to have with Him.
有一个关系是上帝想让我们跟他有的关系。
We were created for that fellowship with God.
我们被造是因为要跟上帝有如此亲密的关系。
But sin entered.
但是罪进入世界。
And it disrupted the relationship.
把这个关系破坏掉。
And the relationship that is broken is not just the relationship with God.
这个关系被破坏掉的不仅仅是跟上帝之间的关系。
Our relationships with each other have suffered.
我们彼此之间的关系也受了损失。
Our relationship with the world is difficult, precarious, tenuous. The relationship we have with the world is not good.
我们跟这个世界的关系也同样不好，变幻莫测，很难很难在中间安全的生活。
And many times,Even the relationship we have with ourselves is not healthy.
有很多的时候，即使我们跟自己的关系都很不健康。
Sin disrupts or breaks all of those relationships that God calls sacred.
这个罪把我们这些所有的这些上帝说圣洁的这样的一种关系都给破坏掉。
And so God's gift to you and me.Is to be reconciled to God.
上帝给我们的这样的礼物就是首先跟上帝和好。
To be brought back into a personal relationship with Him.
能够带回来跟他有一个个人的如此的这样的关系。
There's a passage of scripture in 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书有一段经文。
It's one of my favorite passages.
是我自己很喜欢的经文之一。
1 Corinthians 5:17.
在哥林多后书第五章十七节
Listen to the words.
来听这些话语
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
若有人在基督里
Being in Christ means born again.
在基督里就是重生
That person is a new creation.
也就是那个人就是一个新的被造，新的创造。
The unique product of God's singular or unique creative power.
也就是上帝自己他特殊的他独一的这种创造力所造出来的这样的结果。
And he says, all things are of God.
他说这一切都是从神而来。
Who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
就让我们跟耶稣基督来借着耶稣基督来与他和好。
What greater gift could there be?
还能有比这更好的礼物吗
？Oh, that every one of you might walk in fellowship with God.
你每一个人都跟上帝有一个亲密的这样的一个关系。
That every one of you might experience that operation of divine grace.
每一个人都能够经历上帝神圣的这样恩典在你们生命之中。
where God does for you what you cannot do for yourself.
上帝所做的是我们自己无法自己做。
He comes and He gives us the gift of being restored into that relationship with God.
他来让我们可以跟上帝有一个重新恢复的和好的关系。
But there's one more aspect or part of reconciliation I want you to see.
这还有另外和好还有另外一个方面我希望你能够看到。
The Bible shows us that the blood of Christ is not simply to reconcile you and me to God.
圣经是如此说，耶稣基督的宝血不是仅仅使得你我和上帝可以和好。
In the first chapter of Colossians,
在哥罗西书第一章
it says that through the blood of Jesus Christ, all things are to be reconciled to the Father.
他说借着耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血所有万有都和天父和好了。
You see, the kingdom of God is just not about you and me and God.
这个神的国度不是仅仅是你我还有上帝。
The kingdom of God is restoring God's control of all creation.
所以神的国度就是来恢复上帝对这个所有创造的他这样的控制这样的掌管。
In Colossians, he says, to restore all things on earth.
这个哥罗西书说是使得这个世上所有的一切的都来重建。
You see, since sin entered, even creation groans as it exists.
因为自从罪进入之后哪怕即使是创造都是在呻吟。
There are different translations of this particular verse 20 in the first chapter of Colossians.
这个哥罗西书第一章二十节有不同翻译的方式。
I like the translation that puts it this way.
我是喜欢是这样子翻译的办法。
All of creation will be brought back into harmony with God's control.
所有的这设施一切的创造都会能够重新回来进入跟上帝的这样的和谐由上帝来掌管。
That's why you and I need to understand if we're in the kingdom, we're part of a community.
所以你我就要知道如果我们是在国度之中我们就是在这一个社区这个团体之中。
It's a private experience, but it's never personal.
它是一个很私下的这样的一个私人的但是也不是完全是个人的。
It's part of the body of Christ.
是基督的身体的一部分。
And redemption is part of God's activity in all of creation.
救赎就是上帝在这个所有创造一切的他行为中间的一部分。
Well, I checked the clock and it tells me,It's just about time to finish.
我看了这个表好像是跟我讲差不多应该完成了。
But you know me better than that.
你们对我很了解。
Because there's one more important aspect of the gift of God to you.
还有一个上帝给我们礼物的另外一个很重要的一个方面。
The gift of new life.
也就是这一个新首先新的生命。
The gift of being restored in your relationship to God.
这个礼物是跟上帝这样子重新恢复了这样的关系。
And then there's the gift of a new status or identity in life.
还有在生命之中，这个礼物给我们新的身份。
That third chapter of 1 John.
这就是刚才约翰一书第三章的地方。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God.
他这样子说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女。
You know, folks gathered at all of the great department stores on Black Friday.
在黑色礼拜五的时候大家都是在各个商店里边这样子相聚。
They were buying presents for friends and family.
又为自己的亲朋好友来买礼物。
But a lot of them were buying presents for themselves.
很多人是不是在为自己买礼物。
They wanted a new suit and a new dress.
他们想买这种新的一套的时装。
They, They want to look good at Christmas.
他们很想在圣诞节的时候看起来很漂亮。
Let me tell you how good you can look.
让我来跟你讲，你可以能够穿得多漂亮。
Last year, I was sleeping in a tribal village in North India.
去年我是在北印度有一个部落那边在睡觉。
No electric.
没有电。
No water.
也没水。
Just the ground.
只是这个土地而已。
And there were a handful of people there who have met Jesus.
那边有一群人他们遇见了耶稣。
They were dressed in a radiance and joy like I have seen in few other places.
他们真是好像就是穿上那种喜乐的那样的衣服，好像就像我在其他几个地方所看到一样。
You see, they knew they had a new status.
因为他们知道自己有新的地位。
The indigenous or what do you call it, aborigine Indians are the lowest class of human beings.
那些印度的原住民是在他们那边是最最下层的人。
They're a step below the untouchables.
他们比那些不能所触摸的这样子一种在印度的他那边的人还要低下。
The untouchables are called the Dalit class.
那种所谓不能触摸的他们叫Dallas 那样的一个阶层。
The tribal people are called unscheduled caste.
他们这些部落的人就干脆就叫根本就没有办法给他们名字的。
They have no word for them.
他们就根本就没有名字给他们。
They are worth nothing.
他们根本就一钱不值。
There's no electric and no water.
没电没水。
No hope for education for their children.
他们的孩子也没有能够受到教育的盼望。
But I would that you could meet some of them who have been introduced to Jesus Christ.
我真是巴不得你们可以见到碰到他们那些已经遇见耶稣基督的那帮人。
And they now know that they are a child of God.
他们现在知道他们是神的儿女。
And the potential comes for us to begin to teach them how to make a living and how to read.
这样就是有机会有潜能，我们可以教导他们怎么可以读书，怎么可以来生活。
Never to become like us.
这不是说是要像我们一样。
God help us.
上帝帮助我们。
But that they may be in their community an evidence of a new identity when they can say, I am in Jesus Christ and He is in me.
他就可以在他们自己那个社区中间可以这样的生活，可以有机会说我有一个新的这样的身份，我是属于耶稣基督，耶稣基督在我里面。
Our word for this new status is called redemption.
我们这个为这个新的地位新的身份有一个词，就是救赎。
To redeem means to buy back.
救赎就是买回来。
And Christ comes to pay the priceFor your sins and mine, that he might buy us back.
耶稣基督来是来付出代价，来为你还有我的罪来付出代价，把我们再买回来。
I want to tell you a story.
我想跟你讲一个故事。
Some of the story is in the Bible.
有些故事在圣经中间。
Some of the story is my imagination.
有些故事呢，这个故事中间有些东西是我自己的想象。
And I'll make sure to let you know which is which.
我会告诉你哪个是哪一个。
There's a man by the name of Hosea.
有个人的名字叫何西阿。
Yes, that's one of the minor prophets.
对，他是一个小先知之一。
Not minor in status, but minor in size.
不是他的身份微小，而是他这个尺寸小了点。
God tells Hosea to do something very strange.
上帝让何西阿做一个非常奇怪的事情。
You'll find this in the first chapter of Hosea.
你在何西阿书第一章就能够读到。
He says, Hosea, I want you to take a woman who is adulterous and marry her.
他说何西阿，我想让你去找一个女人，她是一个淫妇，我想让你来跟她结婚。
And he does.
然后他就去做了。
Not long until she bears him a son.
好像没有多久他就为他生了一个孩子。
That son's name is Jezreel.
那个孩子叫耶斯列。
That's the name of that beautiful fertile valley.
那是一个真的是非常非常丰富的那样的有一个山谷的名字。
He's one who is blessed.
他知道自己是蒙福的。
Time goes on and she bears a daughter.
时间又过了一段时间他又生又开始怀孕一个女儿。
Lorahama.
这叫罗路哈米。
That name means one born to be pitied.
那个名字就是说活那个出生是为了得怜悯。
The relationship of Hosea and Gomer is going down.
所以何西阿跟哥灭的关系好像有点走下坡路。
Soon after, Gomer has a third child.
然后哥灭就有第三个孩子。
God said you call him Loami.
他说你来叫他罗阿米。
That means not one of my own.
那就是意思这个不是我的。
And with that, Gomer leaves Hosea and goes back into prostitution.
然后哥灭就然后就离开何西阿就是重新进入这种淫妇还有妓女这样的生涯。
Later, Hosea learns that Gomer is going to be sold as a slave.
后来这个何西阿就知道哥灭要将会被卖被公开这样子拍卖让他成为奴隶。
It doesn't tell me in the Bible any of the details.
这个圣经上没有讲任何的细节。
I can only imagine that word comes back to him from villagers saying, I hear Gomer.Is up for sale.
我就只能从这样子来想象，好像村里边其他的人就说：“哎，我听说哥灭准备要被卖掉了。”
You see, they would sell them when they became so deteriorated or degenerated.
他们一般就是说根本就好像没有什么用处的时候就会被卖掉。
And so Hosea goes.To where the slaves are being sold.
所以何西阿就去到那些卖奴隶的那个地方。
This is not in the scripture.
这个不在圣经中间。
I think maybe the man who was selling the slaves grabbed Gomer by the arm and pulled her up.
我在想象那个人可能在卖哥灭的地方就抓着哥灭的手，然后就把他扯在这前面。
And he said, "Anybody give me anything for her?"
他们说你们中间有没有人愿出点什么钱来买他？
This is in the Bible.
这个是在圣经中间。
Hosea said, "I'll give you 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a half of barley."
他说我给你十五科色勒的银子，还有一赫梅尔半的那种大麦。
That's about 6 ounces of silver.
大概六个盎司的这个银子。
A homer and a half of barley is about 15 bushels.
大概十五箱的那样的大麦。
That was a ridiculous, extravagant price to pay for this prostitute.
那个来为这个妓女所付的这个价钱，简直是特别夸张的，非常昂贵的这样的价钱。
No, this part is not in the scripture.
那这个下面我在说的不在这个圣经中间。
But I'm sure a couple of the men said, "Why in the world is he paying that much for her?"
我相信当时肯定会有几个人就说，他为什么会花这么大的钱来买她
？A worn-out, haggard prostitute.
这一个真的是根本就无用的这样的一个妓女。
They didn't understand.
他们没有办法理解。
The Bible says he was doing what God told him to do.
他们不知道这个圣经说他在做上帝所让他做的事情。
He pays the silver and the barley.
他来给这些银子来给大麦。
And he goes to Gomer and says, Gomer, come on home.
他跟哥灭说的，他说哥灭回家吧。
2,000 years ago, a ridiculous and extravagant price was paid for you and me.
2,000 年前真的是一个一点道理都没有一个很夸张的价钱这样的一个这个代价就为你和我来付出了。
More than silver and barley.
真的是远远超出银子还有大麦。
God gave his son on the cross.
上帝把他的儿子放在十字架上。
And there he shed his blood.
在那里他洒下他的血。
And paid the price for your sins and mine.
来为你和我的罪来付出代价。
So that today you can be born anew into the kingdom.
所以今天你就可以重生进入上帝的国度。
Receive that gift.
来接受这样的礼物。
Today you can be reconciled to your heavenly Father.
今天你就可以和你天父来和好。
Receive that gift.
来接受这样的礼物。
Today you can be bought back into God's family through the blood of Christ.
今天你可以因着耶稣的宝血可以被重新买回来带回来进入上帝的家里。
Jesus reaches out those blood-stained arms and says, Come home.
耶稣把自己双血满身都是血的这样的双手这样子展开说回来回来。
I know what you've done.
他说回家吧我知道你所做的。
I know what you're like.
我知道你是个什么样的。
But I love you.
但是我爱你。
And the steadfast love of God endures forever.
上帝的爱永远不变，能够直到永远。
I do not stand here to preach this morning because I am worthy.
我今天这样子来讲道，今天早上不是因为我配得。
I have sinned.
我犯了罪。
I have lived in many times a shabby life.
我过了很多很不好的那样的生活。
But the outstretched arms of God have embraced me.
但上帝张开的双臂拥抱了我。
I cannot understand why. I cannot understand why.
我不能理解为什么。
It's only because of His great love.
这是唯独因为他伟大的爱。
Have you been born again?
你有没有重生?
Can you see the kingdom?
你看到了天国了吗?
Have you been reconciled to God?
你有没有跟上帝和好?
Have you been redeemed and bought back by the precious blood of Christ?
你没有没有得到救赎，被耶稣基督的宝血所买回?
Bow with me in prayer, please.
跟我一同来低头祷告。
Almighty God, we give thanks to you.
全能的上帝，我们把感恩献给你。
And when we realize the magnitude or size of your gift,
当我们知道你自己爱的这样的一个珍贵，
those words of thanks are so feeble.
我们的感恩的话语显得这么软弱无力。
That you have invited us into your kingdom.
你已经邀请我们进入到你的国度。
The kingdom of the Son whom you love.
这就是你所爱的儿子的国度。
You have invited us into a personal relationship with you.
你邀请了我们来有一个和你个人亲密的关系。
And we know ourselves to be unworthy.
我们知道我们是不配。
You have invited us to come and join your family.
但是你邀请我们来进入到你的家。
Because by the blood of Jesus Christ, you have bought us back.
因为是因着耶稣基督的血宝血，你把我们买赎回来。
And we can live now as your child with a new status.
所以我们今天可以活着，可以带着你自己成为你自己儿女这样的新的身份、新的地位而活。
I pray for every man, woman, and young person here.
我为我们中间男男女女、老老少少这样子来祷告。
Whatever resistance there may be,
不管他们中间有什么样的抵抗
，the intellectual battles that go on，
或许是大脑里边这种知识上的这样的挣扎
，the emotional fears that create real resistance，
或者是在情绪上的这样的恐惧担忧，所以带来的这样的拦阻
，the confusion about so many religions，
或者对很多的宗教所感到迷惑。
Enable them to see past all of that to the offer of a relationship with God.
求你真是帮助他们能够看透这一切，能够看到你所给他们的这样的关系，有美好关系的这样的礼物。
It is in the name of Jesus we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen. Amen.
Well, let's all stand and let's sing this song as a response.
Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I with you, wherever you go, to tears and joy, I trust in you, and I will live in all your ways, your promises forever.Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you.Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am. I will Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing.
Receive the benediction. I just encourage you to reach out with your hands turned upward.
当我们接受祝福的时候，我们把手伸开。我鼓励你把手伸开，往上伸，张开你的双手。
and receive the blessing of God.
让我们来接受上帝从上帝而来的祝福。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华祝福你，来保护你。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you.
愿耶和华的脸转向你。
And give you His shalom.
给你你他的 shalom.
The wholeness, the health, and the peace of Almighty God.
也就是全能上帝的完全健康和平安。
Amen.
Amen.